Hey, it's Dave, and I'm so excited. My team wanted to put together kind of a review of 2021, the lessons that I've learned, but more importantly, predictions and advice for 2022. I'm going to give you my best, honest opinion, but remember, I don't know what I don't know. Rule number 6, don't take yourself so seriously.
This is the playbook.
Dave, what was the best investment you made in yourself in 2021?
Studying Neville Goddard every day has been the best investment, combined with Think and Grow Rich, Course in Miracles, and of course, Wayne Dyer.
What is something that you changed your mind on in 2021, and what impact did it have on your everyday life?
I changed my mind on the importance of believing there's something bigger than me that loves me more than even I love my own children. And the impact that he has been tremendous. It's taken ability to be ignorant and humble to allow the promotion and protection when things don't go as I plan. When I have mistakes, failures, setbacks, and pain in my life, I now seek promotion and protection, not punishment.
What was your biggest aha moment in 2021? When did you realize it? How long did it take you to realize it? And what impact did it have?
Once again, the biggest aha moment was my faith and the importance of faith. I've always discounted faith as a currency, an object of energy that I put into the flow. It's taken me years in order to effectuate the aha moment, but the impact that my faith has had, the belief of everything will follow, that it does not lead, allowing everything to happen, has created the 5 daily practices that I've created. The 5 daily practices, which are the key to the new day resolution of the what, the who, the how, the now, to apply my why, the full understanding I am happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it?
There's been a lot of changes in 2021 in your business. What are 3 changes you made to your business? It could be location, ideas, priorities. 3 things you changed in your business in 2021, and how big of an impact did they have?
Well, the first is the TV shows. Transitioning the digital shows to TV, to Bloomberg, and now Apple TV. Huge impact for Office Hours and 2-Minute Drill. The second is my coaching business. Understanding the group coaching. Having a premium and a regular group coach, thousands of people now can have one-on-one coaching. And then also expanding my one-on-one coaching has a great impact on my business. And then the remote studios. So here at SoFi, one office, The Win, in the lobby, another studio now opening in 2022, right by the airport in Orange County. These are huge, impactful advancements in my business.
What was the biggest mistake you made in 2021, and what lessons did you learn from it?
So the biggest mistake that I made is still not identifying my ego-based consciousness, especially relative to my daughters. So on several occasions during the year, I allowed my need to be right or offended or my ignorant arrogance of loving my children too much to get in the way of our relationships. And so because I care so much about my children, I got mad and said things to them that were not what I wanted to say. I didn't use the stop, drop, and roll methodology. So, when I caught my daughter lying to me, instead of stop, dropping, and rolling, I ended up getting more and more aggregated, agitated, accelerating into further separation and interference. And probably damaged my relationship in the short term with her. And then I had to apologize to her and to her boyfriend. Even though what they did wasn't right, my reaction was even worse. The verbal anger that I displayed was not my higher self. And I continue to work on my relationships with the people that mean the most to me, that I don't allow the need to be offended or right or separate or inferior, superior, to get in the way of the people that I love the most.
Of all the new projects this year, which one has been your favorite to work on and why?
The TV shows, Office Hours, has been my favorite because it's a dream come true. You're talking about the biggest billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, the first late night entrepreneurial show, which is on Bloomberg Television, and now I have my own Apple TV deal. So Office Hours by far is my favorite project that I work on.
What's the best piece of advice you received from a mentor this year?
The best piece of advice that I received from a mentor this year is money doesn't lead, it follows. Just as a reminder of detachment of emotions, as financial security and success has continued to grow in my life, living between limitlessness and infinity, really trusting that money will follow the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential.
You always teach people to ask for help so they don't have to pay their own dummy tax. What's something that you really struggled with, like you had to fight your ego for, to go and ask someone for help? Like you might have been embarrassed to ask for help for it. What's that one thing that comes to mind?
Asking my wife for help in dealing with my childhood trauma, to bring to the forefront things that happened to me when I was 9 years old that were affecting my relationship with everyone. So one, admitting it to my wife and then asking her for help.
You take vacation every day. What's one thing that you started doing this year, like a new activity with your family, with Julie, your wife? What's been your favorite new vacation activity, and how often do you do it now?
Yeah, taking Julie's 55 Ford Thunderbird down to the Ritz-Carlton just on a weekday to break up the day, have drinks on the deck, romantic date day for no reason. It's like a resort vacation that's 10 minutes away from my house with a car that's sitting in my garage. It's heaven on earth.
This is a big one, so go as long as you want on it. What's your biggest takeaway from 2021?
My biggest takeaway for 2021 is absolutely that there's something bigger than I, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that loves me more than I love my children. And how often am I outside of that belief? And being able to spend minutes and moments outside of that belief, it changes your entire life. I never considered myself religious, never even spiritual. And to think that I am humbled to know that there's something greater than me, and I trust it so much that when there is pain in my life, setback, failures, and mistakes, that I'm immediately promoted and protected. It's not even a delay anymore because of my faith. And I used to kind of scoff at people when they would tell me God is good, or they'd point to the sky or say thank you. It's a major practice of mine. It's something that I'm not afraid to tell people. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what spirituality you have. You have to believe there's something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom loves you or you love your children.
In 2020, you didn't get a chance to go out on stage as much due to the coronavirus and pandemic. This year, you finally got to get back in front of people. What was the moment, or let me rephrase that. What's it like being able to get on stage in front of people, and how excited are you to get a full year of speaking in front of big crowds in 2022?
Yeah, look, I love getting in front of people because it's so much easier than what I'm doing here right now, looking into a camera and making an emotional connection with my audience. Look, I am a clairsentient, meaning clairvoyance, or someone that can see the future. I feel it. And you need to make sure that you're on a frequency where people think you're talking to them. And it's so easy to do when you're on stage, when you can do eye contact, physical movements, you can have high energy. But, you know, for me, the freeing stage is amazing. And to have the opportunity to travel, to sign books and take pictures afterwards, to get a feel with meetups in every city is the huge benefit of being on stages in person. But my main excitement is how much easier it is to be on a stage live than it is to do this on a camera.
All right, let's move into some predictions for 2022. Do you have any just super out there, like hot take predictions off the top of your head right now for any topic?
Oh yeah, San Diego Padres are going to win the World Series. Huge prediction. Bitcoin's going to hit 100,000. Another huge prediction. And I gotta say it. No. All right, I will. And the Los Angeles Chargers are going to win the Super Bowl.
You took my next question. We're sitting here in SoFi Stadium, home of the Super Bowl, in about a month and a half. You said the Chargers are going to be winning it. So who are they going to be playing?
They're going to lose. I mean, they're going to win against the Green Bay Packers.
Final score?
31-27 Chargers.
Miles definitely taught you that one.
Yeah.
Next question. What do you think the impact of NFTs will be on the sports industry?
Yeah, NFT is going to have a huge impact in two areas, fractional ownership and authentication. So having a true chain of ownership and being able to fractionalize the ownership of high-end collectibles will have a huge impact in the experiential realm as well as the collectible realm.
We've seen things like crypto and NFTs kind of become like part of the mainstream media the last couple of years. In 2020, it was cryptocurrency. 2021 was definitely the year of the NFT. What will 2022 be known as?
The year 2022 will be known as the roaring 2022s. You will never see an economy that's hotter and more successful because of blockchain, because of NFTs, because of crypto, because of real estate, because of the trillions of dollars that have been poured into our economy that are now taking effect. You're going to see the roaring 22s.
All right. Last question. And this is for everyone out there. What's your best piece of advice for people going into 2022?
My best piece of advice is always the same. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.